So if there is life after death, so definitely there should be, these directions should be of great benefit. And if it is the case that I'll be living still more years, then definitely I'm very hopeful that these kind of genuine levels of the bodhicitta, great compassion and wisdom of emptiness can be generated in me. If that is the case, then this man called Tenzin Gyalzo will, at the time of death, he will just assume a great, great sense of dignity. With pride, he will pass away, and then he will look for a good rebirth next time. And then his holiness also says that, so right now, I'm not actually having these three qualities full blossom state. But so if it is the case that if I die quite early, so I don't know. If not, so definitely I can then pass away in a very elegant way. So there are many of the Chinese friends and Dharma friends who are, in order to have more wealth, they devote those kind of the wealth gods who are having a protruded kind of stomach, and then also to have a sound health, they devote those manla or the medicine Buddha. But in actuality, if you really meditate or emphasize on the practice of bodhicitta, so naturally you will have more wealth and a more healthy body. Because if you really take keen interest in bodhicitta, practice of compassion and so forth, so naturally you will have more friends. So if that happens, then you will have more people who would give more things to you. Naturally you will have more wealth. And then because of that, because of your kind of this action, your practice, you'll naturally have a peaceful state of mind. If that happens, you can eat better, you can have better sleep. Naturally, you'll have better health. So there is actually no need for you to kind of do some kind of special puja in relation to the medicine Buddha for proper health or for some kind of the wealth god. For more wealth and so forth. So as such, it is said that this very practice of the bodhicitta, so in the Guru Puja, which is composed by Benjamin Losang Chögyen, he said that if one really practices these two kinds of bodhicitta, so there would be actually the guarantee for your favorable birth next time and favorable state of mind this time. And this would be actually a kind of guarantee for you in all states. So as such, so that would be the actual practice of Bodhidharma. So if you don't proceed the Bodhidharma that way, then even if you try to have the deity of the wealth to the right side and the deity of health on the left side, and the deity, the medicine Buddha in the front of you, and if you sleep and say all these recitations, it will hardly help you. So this should be actually the proper way of doing the Bodhidharma. So if you do that, then you really see this unique qualities of the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni. So this is the way by which you should understand how the Buddha Shakyamuni has been unsurpassable. So the second, going for refuge by understanding their positive qualities. So these qualities of the Triple Gem, they ultimately you should have the understanding of the quality in terms of the understanding of emptiness. So next is the quality of the Dharma. So the reason why we revere Buddha Shakyamuni so much is because of his presence, of his quality of the Dharma, the perfect realization and a perfect state of cessation of delusions and the obscurations. So, if you still reflect further, so how these wonderful qualities of the Buddha, the qualities in terms of realization, the cessation come about, so we can then trace back to the qualities of the bodhisattvas we serve as the concomitant substantial cause for these. So, having seen that these wonderful resultant states of the states that are present in the Buddha, they are actually derived through their respective causes. So these causes are actually the practice of the Dharma. So naturally, you will have a tremendous reference or respect to the and faith to the jewel of Dharma. And again, if you still think further, we see that these qualities of the cessation and the quality of the reality, again, they are derived by through the motivation, through the intention of bodhicitta. So these bodhisattvas, having this this mind of bodhicitta, so which is responsible for giving rise to the qualities of Buddhas, we then tend to have respect to these bodhisattvas as well. So this is kind of the respect, having respect or generating faith in the sangha. And then also, if you still trace back, we see that those beings who are yet to become bodhisattvas and still having the qualities of great compassion, so we then have tend to generate respect and faith in these persons also. So, as a kind of precept in going for refuge to the Buddha, the thing is that you are not supposed to take refuge or go for refuge in some other teachers or in some other non-Buddhist teachers. But it doesn't mean that you should be contemptuous or being scornful of these teachers, non-Buddhist teachers. So you are advised to generate respect to them, but it doesn't mean that you should be you should have faith in them. So when you go for refuge in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, so you should be really unbiased about choosing the source of refuge. So by so doing, by way of realizing the concept of dependent origination, and seeing that the Buddha is actually the one who is the only teacher who taught the concept of selflessness. By understanding that, then if you take refuge in the Buddha, it will be the appropriate way. So there is one great Indian master called Buddha Ghosha. So he said that, so myself remaining unbiased, and when I reflect on the qualities of the Buddha Shakyamuni versus the qualities of other teachers from different traditions, I see that so I would actually go for refuge to that teacher whose teachings would really kind of comply with the reality. And I see actually that is fittingly there with the Buddha Shakyamuni's instructions and not with others. So there is a scientist, a Chilean scientist, a scientist from Chile. So he said that someone as a scientist should not have attachment to the contemporary science. Likewise, for a Buddhist, it should not be the case that you should be attached as being a Buddhist. So rather, the way you should really consider something as precious, something as sacred, should be done by way of employing proper reasonings and logics. Should really pay respect to or have faith in that if you see logic behind the validity of that, not because you are actually attached to it.
Don't you know?